Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
While Abbott is positive about her recovery, it's almost impossible for her and the others who've lost limbs as a result of the bombing to know exactly what recovery will be like in the years ahead. It's part of the reason we went to Quincy yesterday to meet 31-year-old Muji Kareem. Kareem lost both his legs in a car crash on Storrow Drive 2 years ago. They were seriously burned and had to be removed. He'd been a football star at the University of New Hampshire, and since the accident has been slowly, deliberately rehabbing as he works up to running again. He's hoping insurance will pay for the special running prosthetics. He was funny and incredibly optimistic as we spoke yesterday about what's ahead and as he remembered the day he found out that both of his legs were amputated.
It was tough. It was just all sort of surreal when I finally realized what had happened as a result of the accident. It was, you know, all these thoughts, if I ever going to be able to play basketball, be active again, let alone am I even going to be able to walk again. So it was a lot of sort of mixed emotions that you're just at a loss.
Were you depressed for a little while?
I was. I mean, there was times where you sit there and I was wondering whether I was even happy that I survived. I was very down. I was very depressed. There was issues, but that didn't last long, and I'm sort of grateful for that.
What was it that made you decide you weren't going to stay that way, that you were going to pull to the other side, that you were going to deal with what life had thrown at you?
I mean, I've always looked at the positives and negative situations and tried to make the best out of bad situations. I thought to myself, if this had to happen to anybody that I love, I would sort of rather it be me, because I feel like I can deal with this. You know, you can have a bad day, you can have two bad days, but don't have a bad week. A lot of it to me is mental, and it's sort of mind over matter.
So how did you get your mind right?
That's a good question. It took a while to sort of come to grips with everything, but then once I did, it was no turning back. And I didn't want my injuries or what happened to me to become what described me. You know, I didn't want to be the guy who, you know, lost his leg, who used to play football, who lost his legs, and that's what everybody knew of me. You know what I mean? I still wanted to be who I was.
What's rehab like? You were up within 3 months. You were walking a month after that. Yeah. How have you progressed over time?
The hardest part for me was listening to people. I wouldn't describe myself as hard-headed, but a lot of other people would. I was just so used to, you know, being strong and so-called big, tough guy. I just wanted to muscle through everything. It was just so foreign to me. You know, you have to learn to stand up again. You have to learn to put one foot in front of the other one again. And it was just, I Googled walking. just you know, so I could try to simulate that the best way I could.
Physically, do you have a big goal?
I mean, I had initially joked with some of my therapists and some of the nurses that I wanted to do the marathon in 2014. I was like, give me 2 years, I'll be able to figure it out. But now I think I do want to do it. I think I want to try to do it. I mean, I don't know if there's enough time. You know, it's a year, but if it's possible, then yeah, it sort of means a little bit more now.
When you learned what happened, and then when you learned that people were losing their legs, what were you thinking?
It was a tough few days for me, to be honest, because it hit home. I was in an accident where there was fire, there was burns, there was loss of limbs, and I was on my way to Brigham and Women's Hospital. So literally there was a story of that same thing. You know, it just brought back some memories that I would rather not have to think about anymore. I had trouble sleeping for a couple of days. It's finally getting to the point where, you know, I'm not over it by any sense, but I can actually like go to sleep without having those images and things in my head anymore.
What is it that you've learned about yourself that you'd like people who've suffered very similar injuries in this last week and a half to know about you that might give them hope?
To me, healing starts with your mind. If you decide that you know, you're going to feel sorry for yourself and you decide that your life is over, and then it is. The biggest thing with me, what I can't sort of explain to them, is because I was in an accident where nobody purposefully intended for this to happen to me. You know, accidents happen every day. And when somebody intentionally does something to you, it's going to be an anger toward them. And I never had to sort of experience that. But I know it's going to impede your healing process if you're angry and you're not at peace. It sort of adds another obstacle to their recovery.
The ever-optimistic Muji Kareem planning his continued recovery after losing both of his legs after a car accident in 2011.